Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Jay Paulus. Jay is the Windows Director of Product Marketing for Small to Medium Businesses over at that little company called Microsoft, that little Redmond, Washington company many of you probably heard about. They got that Windows product. Been around a while, hasn't it, Jay?
It's been going for a while. Got over a billion people using it.
Hey, Jay, we're talking about Windows 8, by the way, folks, the new operating system. I got to ask this question. I can't give you all softballs today. When we went from XP to Vista, Vista was kind of not a good launch. And I think we knew that pretty quickly. I never did get Vista. When we had these same kind of interviews back in those days, I think we knew pretty quickly Vista was not going to be a good one. And then 7, I think 7 came out pretty soon after that. How do we know, has 8 been out enough now that we feel like it's going to have the kind of track record that 7's had?
Yeah, it's a really different thing. It's a really different type of release. The thing that happened with Vista was it got ahead of the device driver space.
Ah.
So in Vista, you know, with Windows XP was sort of the beginning of the explosion of the internet.
Yeah.
And it sort of made us learn a lot about the importance of security and building security into the product.
Right.
And so in Vista, we started to make a lot of those changes. We changed the driver model. We changed a lot of the security model. We changed the way the Internet Explorer worked. And it broke a lot of things. And so Vista's real sort of Achilles heel in a lot of ways was the device compatibility. And so when people tried to put it onto their existing machine, a lot of things just didn't work. Mouse drivers didn't work and wireless drivers didn't work.
Right.
You know, so it just created a lot of pain right out of the gate. The change from Windows 7 to Windows 8 is nothing like that. We designed it based on the foundation of Windows 7, and so the compatibility is very high.
Right.
If you have devices or applications that work with Windows 7, Windows 8 was designed so that they work with Windows 8. So we are seeing just great compatibility across the board. And if you go and try out a new Windows 8 PC, you are not going to see that. You're going to see better performance. You're going to see, you know, faster boot times. You're going to see great application.
If you already have 7 on your non-touchscreen computer, is there any real compelling reason to pay the money to upgrade?
I mean, a lot of those things that we talked about a second ago in terms of, like, your machine boots faster, you've got better battery life.
What does it cost to upgrade?
Jim, I think that the special just ended at the end of January. We had a special, I'd have to go look and see what
that's
the current
price. That's all right. So, but certainly, it sounds like we shouldn't be worried. If we like 7, we shouldn't feel like we won't like 8. It sounds like maybe, you know, and because, so if you don't have a touchscreen, the main thing I want to get across, if you don't have a touchscreen, that's not a reason to not want 8. Right.
I think that's absolutely right. Yeah, we designed it to work well with mouse and keyboard as well.
I'm glad we got that straight. What about the cloud? What does 8 mean for people who use the cloud a lot?
Yeah, this is one of the great things about it as well, is the way that it's integrated. It's a great reason to put all your systems on Windows 8 is the way that they synchronize. There's something called Sync Your Settings, where it'll synchronize all your settings across all your machines. The way that SkyDrive is integrated into the product is fantastic, so that you have all the same files across all of your devices, whether it's your tablet or your notebook or your desktop or your all-in-one. You can have all the same files and all the settings kind of synchronizing between all those machines. So no matter which one you log into, it feels very familiar, and it's all the same stuff there. You get away from these islands of information where you're like, oh, I'm on my tablet, and I've only got, you know, this little bit of information there, and I'm on my laptop, and I'm only got this information there. Like, you have access to all of it, all the time.
Wow, now that's compelling right there. Because you just described, in a lot of ways, you just described how I work.
Yep, multiple devices.
Yep, I've got three devices. I've got a smartphone, a tablet, and a laptop.
Yeah, I think if you were to get Windows 8 on all those, get SkyDrive hooked up, get your Microsoft account hooked up, you'd find a lot of reasons.
I don't think Apple will let me put Windows 8 on my iPad though.
I think Tim
might have a little bit of an issue with that. Uh-huh. Hey, I got any last quick questions you want to give us on Windows 8, because I got a quick question for you.
No, go ahead, shoot.
Okay, I use Skype a lot. But
yep.
Skype is 32-bit. My laptop is 64-bit. Why do I have to use an old version of Skype to keep Skype operating? Is there any kind of a patch, anything? Does Windows 8 help me with that?
Well, I don't think you should worry about that. You shouldn't even see the difference. When you install that Skype application, you should not see any problems.
But I'm telling you, Skype 32-bit does not like 64-bit drivers.
And you're running the desktop version of Skype?
Yep.
Well, I do this all the time. Every one of my machines is a 64-bit.
Well, I need to talk to you separately, because this is an issue. A lot of people are having that issue. There needs to be some clarification on that. Microsoft.com, they can find out more about Windows 8 there, can't they?
Excellent. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Paul. Jay Paulus, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.